These streets are empty. And they appear to be open, which is nice. A bunch of people didn't come in today. Said it was just... the city was too fucked. To which I say, man, y'all solved. But... across the street at a speed that would make you basically get run over by me. I think we're going to stop and get gas on the way home. I could probably make it. I don't think I'm going to take the chance. Today went pretty okay. Got the show done. I think the show went all right. Recorded something for Monday. I ate a sandwich. Yeah, I don't know. Power Bombcast. Yeah, it's, we were originally scheduled to record it this week, but some stuff ended up getting in the way of that. You know, we record that after hours, like, as a kind of late at night thing, and Alex had something come up, that, prevented him from doing it, so we're currently planning on recording it next week. means I guess I should watch some wrestling, because I haven't, so. And we've got that, Roman Reigns interview. That'll be part of that show. I feel like, to some extent, the low quality of WWE's product lately has sapped some of the will of people. I feel like if there was going to be a flag for San Francisco probably does have a flag. But if they were looking for a new one, it would be this Prius with a Save Tibet bumper sticker on it. That's San Francisco to me. Maybe if they put, like, a free Leonard Peltier bumper sticker on there, too, that would... complete the look. Actually, you don't see either of those in any kind of quantity anymore. I'm actually surprised to see someone repping Tibet on a bumper sticker in 2014. Everything was nice and smooth until we got here on 9th Street, and now it is, rough. It's bad. No good. Yep. Still here in traffic. Man. Oh. Well then. This street is still closed. I'd like to thank the several buses that were in front of me that prevented me from seeing this until right this second. I'm looking forward to making a very shifty left turn right here. This is just a suck fest. I don't mean the good kind either. Ooh, Hardwell. The Civic Auditorium. Very fancy. What are you doing? Go ahead and do it. So far, so good. I think that'll probably be the last closure that I'll see. I just want to get out of this city. I just need to get out of this city. Just saw an email cruise in titled Evolve PS4 Alpha Update. Let's see what they have to say for themselves while I'm stuck here in traffic. It's just an email that says, like, oh, fuck it, man. I don't know. Below is an official statement. Turtle Rock and PlayStation continue to work hard to resolve the issues. It's just a thank you for your continued patience, that's all. Okay, we'll punch it across Van Ness. We will hit our right turn on Franklin. And shout, fuck the world. Fuck the world. There you go. Guess that wasn't much of a shout. I should probably go this way. Normally. It's probably faster. Nice thing about the street is that the lights are timed. So if you're not going too fast, not going too slow. that's... What is on the radio? This shit is crazy. Don't take my word for it. My favorite Marky Mark song.
DJ Lord C on the 1 and 2, 2, 2. Harlem World, stand up. Right now, go rock a little 8 South 12. Y, let's go.
See, I used to go to 43. And my naughty say, at the quarterly, we tripping off of lawyer seats. I'm bred for royalty, just savages and casualties. They bring it all to me, dead and all is more for me. I walk the streets, I talk a beast, the story never changed. I sold that Eddie Kane, no sugar hill and heavy rain. No soaking up, hoping poppy open heaven gates. Extra flowers, 7 up, trying to get it straight. I'm holding weight, now my name getting bigger. Used to be that little nigga, name my name Glock Rivers. Yeah, 212 is that nigga. Calm down for a while, but I brought him back, nigga. I was overlooked. Now I'm leaving records overcooked. Check the calendar, I'm overbooked. I got that Sosa book. It's the dope that got Sosa booked. Hit the diner tag, I'm mining with a diamond set. Sipping cognac with diamond tap. Man, I'm leaning in the Pontiac, grinding with a Somniac. Castle Hellers with a finest set. We the finest on the block, but I'm bugged out by a bounty back. Me and the county back to city, here we counteract. Counter stack, drop a track, I love the sound of that. I got the green light, grinding till my team right. Sacrificing niggas left and right, they ain't seen right. I'm headed forward, I don't need the baggage. Need a passport, delete the match. Matter of fact, I can see it past. Yo, Lord, help me see it past. Now my niggas living street labs, yeah. Many trying to hold a nigga down. I don't even want the crap. Just want to chill. Stack a bell. Stack a bell. Get my niggas out there. Man, this shit is so great.
Record. Oh man. Did she say her name was Pebbly Poop? That's not a great rap name. I don't know. Well, no, that's a great rap name.
Cut off every beat of
I'm gonna get gas. now. Back on the road, making moves. Or just driving, you know. DDR hits.
Rocks and it's somewhere in between there, the 5% nation.
It's the remix, kid. This is hard.
You know
we had a first take on five. Let's go.
Motherfucking bomb. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking bomb. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.
I like my daddy and my mommy. I like a little fish and Atari. I like fruity pebbles, they taste soggy. And after I eat, I don't be starving. I like the bathroom, I mean the body. I like the pee-pee, sometimes cocky. So what the...
Let's bring that to the top, J45. The remix, fool! What you singing on?
What's up, kid? Chili. Chato Rossier. This is Little Donnie. It's the remix, kid. This is hard.
Let a nigga try me. Try me. I'ma get his
whole
motherfucking bomb. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. Try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking bomb. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.
I like my daddy and my mommy. I like a little fish and Atari. I like fruity pebbles, they taste soggy. And after I eat, I don't be starving. I like the bathroom, I mean the body. I like the pee-pee, sometimes cocky. Though the outside can be sunny. My friends are out there, we like to party. I saw this nice girl, she got a body. She said she liked me, I like you, mommy. She said you like to kiss, I said no sorry. Turn around and do the Uchiwali. don't turn around and pop a molly. Why don't you get a shot, pop a cardi. Turn around and let me play with your titties. And while we go through the city,
let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking bomb. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking bomb.
This shit is crazy, crazy, crazy.
Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.
Hey, you. Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
Yeah, yeah, you know what it is, nigga, straight off top. D-Block, L-O-X, shout out to my Detroit niggas. Gage, what's up, baby? I ain't got a problem letting bullets fly, be. And if you're looking, you know where to find me. I'm probably on Dykeman with a mommy. I don't use them chrome things cause they too shiny. Fuck around and identify me. Need cash up front, I don't do they sign me. Killing shit since the nigga signed me. Either be a Tim Murder or Yami. Yup, if you
whatever.
Sir.
What made you call it blasphemy?
I mean, the original title was How to Kill God.
Yeah, which is one of the songs.
Right.
Yeah,
which is blasphemous. the whole thing is that it's actually a metaphor. You know what I'm saying? So How to Kill God is not like a how-to. Like, kill Jesus. I'm not saying that.
We that picket sounds like a Muslim.
Right.
And he's got a Jesus hat on. We already said Jesus was black earlier today, so which is a fact.
Shouts out to Black Jesus, too.
Right.
The little fat one with dreads.
So what made you change the blast?
Placement issues.
Stores wouldn't want to carry you.
The abrasiveness of the title.
Yeah,
And the flip side of it was the two sides of the same thing. So I don't believe I blaspheme on the album. If you look at the artwork, it explains it. The artwork is the American flag.
Right.
So land of the free, home of the brave, but it was land of the thief, home of the slave. So that's the blasphemy.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? If you look on the inside of it, you know, in God we trust, we got this.
But the American flag carries violence with it anyway. It was bombing and shooting and killing.
The symbolism of it alone is G shit.
Right.
They flagging. This is our city. This is our flag.
Yeah.
They thought they flag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could be blood, crip, no matter fuck what you is. You an American. You gonna raise this flag.
Yeah,
right.
And raise that motherfucker.
Right. If you don't, they'll bust your ass.
And even though I'm not a flag person, when I'm watching the Olympics, I'm sitting there going, USA.
Right.
USA. So,
yeah, you flagging.
I'm flagging.
You country tripping.
Yeah.
Try me. And the pump is so. Thank you.
just boring, you know?
Shit is like farting. That shit's still kind of funny.
I do.
Birdman had faith. This one humming didn't come stretch. But Birdman had.
Ha ha ha!
way. Make a old man wish for younger days, yeah.
Number 14, Quiet Riot. Come on, feel the noise. And before that, Stevie Nicks. If anyone falls,
oh, your voice.
It is the VJ Big 40 Countdown 1983. I'm Nina Blackwood. According to bass player Tina
Wade,
this song started out as a jam. She said that she and her husband and fellow bandmate drummer Chris France had just gone to see Parliament Funkadelic concert at Madison Square Garden. And were understandably very, very excited. You know, P-Funk being heaven for any rhythm section worth their salt, right? Well, anyway, back to the song. While they were jamming, Chris kept yelling, "Burn down the house," which was the chant that the audience was yelling at the show. You see where this is headed, right? Well, David Byrne, I really liked the line, tweaked it a bit, and here it is. Talking Heads, "Burning Down the House," number 13 on the VJ Big 40. Martha Davis from the Motels, and you're listening to Mark, Nina, Alan, and Martha. Countdown this weekend's Big 40 exclusively on Sirius XM's Big 80s on 8. Today, it's a treat for your ears with sugary sweet pop from the 90s. Halloween ear candy on Sirius XM 90s on 9. What?
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, some hot Halloween music right here, yo. See if there are any kids to run over. Huh. So far, nothing. But, you know, no one trick or treats like they used to. It's like, no one thought the world was safe anymore. Wonder if got any here. No. See you guys later. Have a happy Halloween. And a good weekend.